Hello again, Rachel. Well, the Republic of Ireland beat Morocco 4-0 in their first game since qualifying for next summer's World Cup. And manager Vera Pauw started this game with a really strong team. Morocco ranked 52 places below us in 76th place. And the opposition were also without a number of first-team players due to club commitments. So it ended up being a pretty comprehensive win. Megan Campbell opened the scoring. Katie McCabe doubled that score from the penalty spot. Louise Quinn then also scored on her 100th international appearance. And the birthday girl, Kira Caruso, also rounded off the scoring with one late in the game. So manager Vera Pauw, very happy with the result, but less so with the performance. Here's why.
We're very happy with the win. It's a good win. A clean sheet again, number six. The last goal we got against was against Sweden. But you will not hear me saying that we've played our best game so far because we didn't.
After such a good start, what do you think happened that it sort of seemed to sag for a period of sort of 50, 60 minutes and they got back into the game? Like, was it
Yeah.
just another anxiousness among the players, or what happened, do you think?
You know what it is? We have been fighting for 2 years, maybe, against higher level opponents, and that was necessary to get to the results that we had, and we became very, very good in that. But now it's the first game in a long time that we were making the play. And against Georgia, that was the last time that we've done it. Being in such a high, I think I was proud in the way we started because it is very difficult after such a high to start in the way we did, but then to keep having the discipline and the sharpness and the togetherness in teamwork, that is so difficult.
That's Vera Pauw, the Irish manager, with Anthony Pyne. Now, the men's team also have a very busy week ahead. They play in Norway on Thursday in a friendly. And Bristol City winger Mark Sykes, he's been called into the squad. Striker Scott Hogan and Will Keane have both withdrawn because of injury. The Irish rugby team have a number of injury concerns ahead of their meeting with Australia at the weekend. The out half position in particular is a concern because Johnny Sexton is doubtful with a dead leg and Joey Carberry is ruled out altogether. James Ryan, Andrew Porter, Josh van der Fleer, and Hugo Keenan are also carrying knocks. Robbie Henshaw has returned to Leinster for treatment on a hamstring injury. Andy Friend has confirmed he'll depart Connacht as their director of rugby at the end of the season. This is his fifth season in charge. Noel McGrath has been confirmed as the new Tipperary hurling captain for 2023. The new manager, Liam Cahill, named as captain along with the rest of his squad for the league last night. In golf, Gary Hurley and John Murphy have qualified for the next phase of the DP Tour School. Hurley is 16 under par. He's in a tie for sixth place, while Murphy is 9 under par and tied for 35th. The top 25 after the next two rounds will earn their cards for next. McSharvin narrowly missed out on making the top 70 to progress to the final.
Darren, I think you're gone. I think you were coming to the end anyway, so hopefully that line will be fine for you when you reappear on the programme in an hour's time. Darren Farrell there, rounding up the sports news this Tuesday morning.